Rishalmi, Erevin, Daf, Nun Zayin. We're starting from the Mishnah on Nun Vav and Beit, so we left off yesterday. The Mishnah discusses being able to draw water from in a chatzar, and how to do that in a way where if you have a source of water that's between two chatzeros and has a lechitza b'neihem, so how are you able to go ahead and carry from your house from the water to your chatzar, from the chatzar to the house, without a partition there which blocks you from being able to carry, which cuts off that part from being your rishus, and it's how do you do that and carry that? So the Gemara explains, the Mishnah explains in detail. Barusha bein shtei chatzeros. You have a case we're talking about. We have a cistern of water, two chatzeros, and you have where it's in between two of them, and the Mishnah explains it's half in one and half in the other. So what do you do in such a case? It says the Mishnah, you can't go ahead and draw water from on Shabbos, but you're going taking it from one to another. Since you can't, says the Karban Eda, if you don't make one, you don't make an area of chatzeros, then you, since it's in each of your, it's in both properties, each one can't take it individually because they're taking it from something. It's part of the chatzor chavero. So you're carrying from one chatzor to another chatzor. Ella, what do you do to make it that you should be able to do it together? Make a partition, it's 10 tefachim high. Whether it's from the beginning, the top, or within the inner layer, the lip of the cistern of the bar, you can make it from anywhere. It's 10 tefachim from the mayim and the water, but you have it goes into the opening, or it's just completely above the ground. Either it's meshuka by mayim or not, beimid mata beimisok ogno. Whether it's in the lip, and even though it's not, even it's not touching the water, but chama made says the carbonator kalish shikul chachamim by mayim good akas lemechitzas. Even though it doesn't go right into the water, it's as if it was goes down. Mele, therefore, it's like the mechitzas going through all the way down to where the water is, and mele, therefore, you'll be able to carry from one to the other. Because now it's considered as if it's enclosed, and the middle of one reshus, and you're able to carry. So Gemara b'chadu, Amashmei Gamliel. Beishamai Yomim, Amashmei Gamliel says, Beishamai Yomim, Amashmei says, when? As long as you have lamata. You have to have lamata, that the water has to be, the water has to be lamata, and even if where the water begins, where the water is in the bottom of the pit, in the or at some level where the water stops. And Basil says, no, lamai, let us be above the surface, has to be on top. Has to be where it's at. We'll see what the machlokas and the Gemara explain. The machlokas of Shammai is Hillel. Does the water, the mechitzah have to be above the ground, or does it have to be lower where the water is? The mechitzah does not have to be any greater than the wall itself between the tukhatseros. It doesn't have to be higher than that. If it's a lot between Meganeim, says the Karban Eda, Mafsekas ben Chatzeros, you have a wall that's dividing into two Chatzeros, and Mafsekas al Pnei Abar, even though it doesn't go into the lip of the cistern itself, but if it's corresponding, if it's equal to the bar itself, the wall between the two Chatzeros, it's good enough to be able to go ahead to allow you to carry from the well. Says the Gemara to explain. What is the understanding when we talk about Machlokas and Marim to explain what Rabbi Basil's halacha? You let it go ahead and carry as long as the mechitza is above and lamaila. Not like Beis Shammai lamata, but it's lamaila. What does that mean, lamaila? Milan Rabban Apligan. The Machlokas of Beis Shammai is the Machlokas in Pshat and Beis Hillel, but Rabban are arguing what it means. The Marbar Yaakov Shemel Levi, Shadim Mechitzim, Shakas Mayim, Shashal Dali. What it means to tell you that partition is a little bit, this is submerged, four tefachim into the water, so now allows you to go ahead and bring the bucket down into the water and bring up the water as long as Mashukas Bamayim, says the Karban Eda, Mechitzos Mefsekas Mayim Atzman, that actually divides the water where the water is, it allows the shoes to go ahead and take the bucket down from above ground and to go down there. That's the halacha, that's the petition that's required in the according to Basil, the way they explain what Basil means, that if it's Lamaila, that's be allowed to carry. So the Gemara says, what second? How does that work? Isn't it comes out that two shoes of Mishdamish Mishzecha going at Mishdamish and one Mishus? How could you have that? Both of them are using, oh, truly, the mechitzah is on one side. If the mechitzah works for one side, how does the mechitzah work for both sides? How can I possibly lower the bucket on both sides of it? You have to four tefachim, it should only be able to get one side, not the other side. How do you do that? So Gemara says, Chachamim said a bucket, when it goes down, does not move more than four tefachim in the water, and therefore it's sufficient for tefachim. We're not afraid it's going to go to the other side. It's only the four tefachim, only the top part of the water, right where the water begins. And therefore, that's enough of mechitza, that's considered a mechitza for both together. And yet, we don't have to worry about that. It's going down, deep down, more than 4 tefachim into the depth of the water, and therefore it's considered that we're into one rishus, not the other rishus. So that we're not worried about. That's why it's good. So that's one halacha. That's the halacha of my Rabbi Yaakov, Shabbat Levi, Rav Shemirav, another halacha, and Churba L'mayim. We don't refer to it, a churba does not exist like Abbey water. In other words, when we said that halacha, you can't go ahead and carry it, a churba and a ruin, you can't do that. That's only where it's in a regular churba. But when it comes L'mayim, to go get the water and bring up the water, that is no din of a matitza. We don't consider it in the Chubal Amayim. Says the Kabbalah to explain. There's a cooler by Mayim to get to it. Chacham allowed you to go get water on Shabbos from a well is a more of a cooler than even a churba. The Mayim, even the Machitz, is only in Teluya, it's only going down 4. It would be sufficient to go ahead and carry the Mashenke and a churba. It would be enough. You have to have a full Machitza. So the Gemara, Yisham Tikra, there's a roof over there, one of the chatzeres that covers over the cistern. It looks like if the roof goes down and closes it off together, and therefore you go say, hey, you don't have to make a mechitza, because it looks, the Pitok Yarv is Sosim. We look at it as if it's going down and Sosim and closing the area. It's as if it's considered a carry. You don't need mechitza at all. Hayisham Amasla, if you have a roof board on top, which means Klusa Shel Eres Aruchim to Marvel, not considered a roof, but just something that's a roof board that's sticking out. Out, that's above the mile, that's 4 tefachim wide. I draw it because you're at a cement, same thing alone. You don't have to have an actual roof, even if you just have a simple roof board that is extending over, says Shel Erez, a cheap piece of wood, says the carbonator that goes ahead and stuck in the wall, but it's considered like a covering over the mayim. It's good enough. Look at it as if it's sealed up. As Yoribus Hosemes, and it's closed up, and it'd be the same thing, aloka, even if it's not a rock of Araba, it would be considered good enough as well to be able to carry. So we have a makolikas, it's a what Basilil, the extent of the heter of Basilil, the kula of Basilil, where it's Dalad Lamaila. Does it mean where it's actually closed down? Or does it mean, even if it doesn't have that, it's sufficient alone, come and give a kula by Mayim to basically be considered enough for this thing? So the Gemara says, this halakha would be considered, lechairas, we have a stira, not two halakhas. Ravu mechlafish, Ravu, we have a shita, Ravu, lechairas, a stira. Tamanama, in the Gemara, beya, we have a halakha, a woman that goes ahead and borrows water, or other things, goes from a friend to make dough on Yom Tov. Ravu, the poita by Mayim, who says, water is potter, she doesn't have to worry about taking out the water. There's a cooler by water for a liar to go ahead and only taking out the water from your friend, even though you're not, it's enough. To go into the chum of you're allowed to go ahead and use it in the chum of your friend. You're allowed to move it in friend's chum into your chum that you're allowed to do. For the water itself, we part of a mayim. Says the Kameida, la'olicha l'chomakom she'yirtei lem shvisim ne'she'en l'mayim. Me'me'en mamish. Because water is not really a me'en mamish. It's not considered like a chefsa. We're a special cooler by mayim. She wants to take the water to be able to go make her dough to bake for Yantiv. So she's allowed to go do that. We don't consider the chum that's in the chum of her friend, of the other owner, we don't consider that being an isser, and you're allowed to take it over into your shus as well. Shame ben mamish, because water is not considered, it doesn't have any substance. It's insignificant. If we allow to go ahead, we don't consider chum as a problem. So basically, we say, according to Yehuda, we don't consider that, then should be a problem either. So you hear, get over here, it says, Yehuda says, you're allowed to go take it only from mechitza, that's mine, maybe a mechitza above it, and you have a mechitza that's covering it, that mechitza serves as a partition, otherwise you can't do it because it's an iser, erev chatzeros. So according to Steve Rav Yehuda, at one place we say, apologize, I'm sitting outside and some planes are flying over, and I apologize if it's disturbing you. If you have mechitza, I have a schar, Steve Rav Yehuda. One place you have the Steve Rav Yehuda says you don't have a mamish just for water, and it doesn't have any kashivas, therefore you don't need, we're not worried about a tchum, you can take one tchum to the other. And yet over here, Rav Yehuda says you have to have a mechitza in order to be able to carry out of the cistern of water. Otherwise, it's usher, I'll say, chaseros. You know, otherwise, you wouldn't be able to take it over because you're not able to, you wouldn't be. The chur, we see that you do, it is a problem, even mayim. So the chayr, it's a stira, and the Gemara does not answer the stira. In Rav Yehuda, Gemara leaves it unanswered. Whether we have the Pnei Moshe, the Gemara is not answering the shayla, that it's the Gemara is not answering the stira. In Rav Yehuda, to explain why over here is mekel, over there is mekel by Mabeya is mekel lagabe the tchum, and over here, right now, so he's made by Erevin, he's machmir the gabi the din of carrying over the water without a chib machitza. It's a steamer of Yehuda. That halacha we said in Lech Rav. If you sell his matir, as long as you have everything above the water. Even if you don't have an actual mechitza itself, you don't need to. I'm Rav Huna, she did boy mechitza, but let us sell kol shabar. Even that would be only if Yehuda says, only if it goes ahead, it would be mutter. Only if the partition that's extending, 10 tefachim, goes mechol shabar into the cavity of the bar. Without that, it wouldn't be able to go ahead. If the mechitza would not be, says the Kohenate, to explain that, the Lech matir, when mechitza is enough, and my learn is only if it goes mishkes so kolabar, it extends into the kolabar 10 tefachim. If it does that, then we say it's okay. It's enough to go ahead and be able to carry, take out the water from both katzeros. But otherwise, it extends into the cavity of the bar, chol shabar. Otherwise, it would not be good. That's a qualification we're making, even in the cooler of Beis Hillel. Says the Gemara Aloch. The Mishnah comes out, Aloch, you let it go ahead if you have machitza. You let it go take water from it. The Mishnah makes certain qualifications. A canal of water that passes through a chatzar. You let it go ahead and draw from it on Shabbos, because it's a din of a carmelist, and you can't carry from a carmelist to a shazayakid. In the entrance and the exit of the chutzar, you have to have a mechitza, allow you to go ahead and bring it in. Otherwise, you're going from a shus l'shus. You have to make a mechitza around the width of the emes hamayim. Otherwise, it would be considered carrying from a carmelist to a shus hayachid. And without the mechitza, we would not allow you to do it. So that's one sheet. I remember you did disagree. There's a mice that happened in the Amel of Ovil. There was a canal of water of Ovil in a place, the name of a town, and the Shema here, and there the flowed from the other, and that Emes Hamayim flowed in that city to other Katzeros. So this Kedem allowed you to go ahead and do it on Shabbos, without making any Mechitza. So you see, you don't need a Mechitza for that. It's enough to go in alone. Even without the Mechitza, it should be enough to go ahead into your Rishus. So the Gamalay says, because over there, you'll bring a riot from the case over there by Ovel. Over there, the Emes Hamayim, the canal of water, didn't have a shear, minimum shear, to be considered a carmelist. Therefore, there was no din, there was no problem carrying it to the chatzar. Says the Kohenate to explain, don't bring a riot from there, shal yikashir carmelist, or b'omek asara, either wasn't 10 deep, or wasn't 4 wide, and mele enamayim nasim rishus atzman, that the water, therefore, wasn't considered its own rishus of a carmelist, and therefore, mele, it was like, oh, it's like rishus yakid, you're extending rishus yakid. So that emes hamayim and ovil were allowed to carry into all the rishuyos, without a problem, not to make a mechitza, because it was less than a shear, and if it wasn't considered its own rishus. However, if Lamaisa it is its own rishus, it's big enough, it's 10 deep and 4 wide, enough to be considered its own rishus, you would not be allowed to carry into your rishus from one rishus to another rishus. That would be aser. Why? The fruits of Mikamakan, it's breach, it's open on both sides, and maybe that's why you have a problem, that's why you have to have machitza, because therefore it would not be a problem, because you're not be able to carry from one to the other. Would not be allowed to carry from one to the other because it's a putzu mikan lakan, it's a shear. If it's not the shear, it's mutter, but if it's the shear, that's the case of the Mishnah. That's why you have to have a mechitza asara. Sakta Gemara, the case we're talking about, I guess we have a thing. If you have a break, if the enclosure was broken on one side, you have to have a lechi v'kara, and that would be sufficient to go ahead to close up to consider you're allowed to get mutter, you're not to carry. What if it's broken on both sides? You have to have a lechi kara on one side and a tzuras ha-pesa on the other side, just like a regular din of a mavui. That would allow you to go carry, take the water from both sides. That would be the halacha mutter. So, no, it's not enough just to make lechi v'kara on both sides. You have to make actually a Pesach, or you have to actually make a Tzuras HaPesach, as any Mavi that's Nifrat, they allow to carry the Mavi to the Chatzar, so to over here, the carry from here, from the Emes HaMayim to the Chatzar would require the same thing. Says that's Halacha. Gemara says, yes, it seems to be Halacha where it applies, where it's 10 fucking deep and 4 fucking wide, that would be the Halacha. If it's not the Halacha, you would not be able to do it. Suck the Gemara, Lohim Sushtei V'shurim Stash V'shdecha. But wait, why are you allowed to do that? Don't we say that taking from the Chatzar, is it coming out that two separate, each one's the Emes HaMayim is in both chatzeros, therefore you're taking out from each one's, you take from is considering you're carrying from the other chatzer. So how are you allowed to do that, carrying from the same chatzer, each one and both in the merasa? Why did the Mishnah require to make a mechitza to go ahead and allow you to carry to the chatzer? Why don't we say, but just in the case of the entrance, why don't we say the whole length of the whole chatzer? You have to divide it to separate sections. Why don't we have to make it from both? Well, why don't we allow now, says the Karban Eidah. And if it's a mirach alakas paruch here, we're asking on one. Well, yeah, like on one side, you make on one side, it's enough to go carry. And to the chatzah, you make on one side, only broken from one side, you can make a lechi v'kaira and carry, freight to Gemara. Both of them are using it. So how is one side going to help you, says the freight to Gemara's kasha. How could the Mishnah say, make on one side, it'll be enough to carry, but both chatzahs are using the semes amayim. So you have to have on both sides. Why only one side is good enough? You have to make it from both sides so light to carry for both katzeros. So my answer of Yosef Shem 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 Yitzchak Tiftashi Abatim Mitzad Echo. Talking about a case where your house is only on one side of the Mesamayim, then on both sides. Mele, since they are not residents on both sides, it's only one. Mele, therefore, you don't have to make it divided in half. Because since it's not a katzer, it's a batim and yechulish tamish bum, you won't be able to use that. Because it's only ones where you can't use it, it's only the ones where it's open from, they'll be allowed to go ahead and use it. But the other side, Anacham, will not be allowed to use it. That's why the Mishnah does not say you need on both sides. It'd be sufficient to say that you have, since there are no residents on both sides of the katzeros, only on one side, therefore, you don't have to give a petition for both sides, only from one side, the other side would not be allowed to use it anyway, therefore it's not a problem. Say the Mishnah, look, you have a katzer, Zakta Gemara, we have a makhlekes. This is Pashat. It's Pashat. Amuka Asarei Mirach Be'arba. You have a Samayim that's 10 Tvachim deep and it's not 4 Tvachim wide. Mutal Tatal and Mutal Amalas. You gotta go ahead and carry. You gotta go ahead and draw water from it without Chatzeret because it doesn't have the shear of a separate Rishus. They feel allowed to do that. So the Gemara is Rach Be'arba and Amukasa. What about if it has one of these? It's 4 wide, but it's not 10 Tvachim deep. Then Pshitisha Mutal Hagim. Pshat, you're allowed to carry because again, it's not a separate Rishus. It's a Rishus of Yaka. You're allowed to carry part of the Chatzeret. It's not considered a separate Rishus like a Karmelis or anything. But Mutamal. So I understand you can't go ahead and Mutaltel. What about being lamalos, so you let it go ahead to fill up, draw water from it. Is you let it do that? In other words, in order to be able to go ahead and say not a problem at all, if it's not less than 4, less than 10, it's not a problem at all. You can go ahead and you carry. If it's 4 tvachim wide and 10 tvachim wide, they can't carry. What if it's 4 tvachim wide, but it's not 10 tvachim deep? So in such a case, one wants to know what the halakha is such a case. We know the halakha is you're allowed to go ahead and metalta because it's not a separate resource. But will you allow to be malas? You let it go fill up. We consider it enough to be Rishus HaYakid. You can go fill up water and bring it into your chatzar. Would that be considered good if it's not? So the Gemara says, that is a makhlekes. Chanina amar mutar. Chanina says it's mutar. The Gemara says it's mutar that you can do. Hamana says it's aser. What's the makhlekes based upon? So the Gemara doesn't explain. Gemara says the Karban Eidah. Chanina says mutar. Since it's not a shush, but it's no problem. You could go ahead and carry, and you can go ahead and fill up and make malos. Rabbi says aser. No, you can't go ahead. Since Lamaisa, it's not a din of karmelis, but it's not a rishus yachid. It's still a separate rishus. It's still not the din of rishus yachid. Merely therefore, you won't be able to fill up. You won't be able to go bring it into your chatzar. We have a price, a connected Ramona that says you can't do it. Ramona price said you can't do it. I'm a Lebanon Shalim Mashiach. Miss Price said, the reason why you can't carry over because there was no shear. There was neither one. Mashmah that if it was one of them, it would be awesome. The only time he said it's butter because Lamai says it doesn't have both. The reason why the Mishnah says mutter to do it because it doesn't have 10 wide, not four wide and not 10 deep. But if you had one of them, Bechor would be Yasser. So you see, there would be Yasser. That's the Chorus theory to what we just said before, that it's mutter. Should be considered Yasser. Why have vehicle say it would be considered mutter? Why does he hold it mutter to draw water if you have where it's a mukasar, but it's not 4 wide? Why should that be good? The Chorus is theory. The Gemara says, no, I feel the rock by Arab and Mukasar Mutter. The Gemara's telling comes out that even if it's 4 wide and not 10 deep, it'd be Mutter. So you see, the Chavetz is Steve Ramana, who said that that'll be Usher. It's a riot to the one who said you're allowed to do that, fill up. Gondra Ramana said you can't fill up a Chavetz in this price, says Mashu, it's Usher. The Gemara says, my dear, the Avi, if you want to bring a riot from there, what was the case? In other words, you take his words in Echonami, that he wasn't Lamaisa, wouldn't, they didn't allow you to do that. Practically speaking, in Echonami, if you don't have the depth, you're allowed to go ahead and do it. But there the case was, Matzias was, the Chacham said in that case, they didn't want to allow you to do it. Really, in a Chanami, ba'uvda. No, that was the look of the case. Where Batsem, where the case was, where it didn't have the Asara, so Lamaisa, Batsem, you should be allowed to do it. But the Gemara said, because they were doing it, they didn't want you to be Matur. Mashayin came, the case Halacha, in a Chabim Mutter. Says Madi Uvda, says the Kabnei, the Kloma, Maisa, the Kakaya, Yerlam Kasha Mukasar, Akbam Mutter. You would be right from the case over there, that Maisa, they didn't allow. They said, that was it. No, Really, the look is if it's less than 10, and it's four, if it's four wide less than 10, it's mutter. It should be allowed to do it because it's not a separate shul. It's mutter to do it. So you wouldn't bring a riot to above that saucer because over there they went ahead and they ushered it. No, that was my duvde. That was the maishid that they didn't have either for one, and therefore they didn't have either 10 tipa of white. That's why they mutter. But in Akhanami, if you had one of them, in Akhanami, it'd be ushered. Don't bring a riot from over there, because over there the case was we didn't have any of them, neither 10 or 4 wide. And that's why it was mater. That's not a stira, that would be mater. Well, it's usher because over here it didn't have one, it only had one, not the other, and therefore it would be considered usher. Mishnah continues with Tzutzra Shilamalim and Ayam. You have a balcony that's going over Yam, over the sea. And Malim and Shabbos, you can't go ahead and fill up water on Shabbos. Because why? Because Lamaisa, the balcony is Rishus HaYakid, and the sea is Rishus HaYakid, Carmelis. You can't go ahead and bring it up from the sea into the balcony, with a bucket of water, because you're going from Rishus HaShus. But if you made a mechitza kavua asara, that's separate in the mechitza, it's now separate wall that you make, then you can go ahead and do it. Or you go bring it up or down, whether you go ahead making it, bringing water up to, from the water, from the Carmelis, bringing it into the balcony, or the balcony taking out water to go down, to spilling out water. Either way, make a mechitza kavua asara, it makes it one reshus, and maybe therefore you'll be allowed to go ahead and do that, would not be a problem, says the Mishnah. What about mechitza? Same thing, you have two balconies, one on top of the other. Similarly, you want to bring from one balcony water into the other balcony. You want to lower a pail. You want to bring water from one to the other. Same thing. Asla Yona. If you go ahead, you make a partition. Yona. You need to make one latona. Hashem asur to become us. You have to make it together because the mechitza you make separates the two of them. You can't go if they're both connected together. You can do one from the other. But if you make a mechitza, then it's basically saying it's a separate shoes. If it's separate shoes, you won't be able to bring water from one to the other unless you go ahead and you make an eruv chatzeros, so it would be considered us. So you have to make a mechitza in order to be able to carry in the balconies from one balcony to the other. Otherwise, it would be make a balcony. Then we say you're allowed you to do it. That's what we allow you to. We allow you to make it if you would have a separate balcony. And the Mishnah continues. Marcus explains to him, that's only in a certain case. What about in the case, the Gemara says, in a case where you're not doing that, where you're not making a balcony, a prison for a balcony. But when you melt the balcony, the partition that you're making has to be where it's in the washer, kulamayim, submerged to the water, the length of the entire bucket. Then you could go take water. If it's only a little bit, and the bucket only goes into the beginning of it, but the rest of it doesn't go submerged into the water, you won't be able to do it because it's a separate resource. You make a partition for the purpose of getting water, has to be enough that the bucket could be submerged into the water. That's a big mutter. Mug is another qualification. You make the machitza petition within 3 tefachim of the balcony. Less than 3 tefachim will be mutter. Otherwise, it would not be mutter. You can't do that because it would be considered that less than 3 tefachim is not made for this purpose. And therefore, halacha would be, it shows if you didn't make it enough that machitza big enough that you can pail can fit into the water, and it shows you didn't make the machitza for the purpose of a separation. And therefore, it would not be good. You wouldn't be able to use it. That is the case of the Mishnah. Sakta the Gemara. 1 second. Now, look, you go bring up lamai. A balcony that's going over the sea, focus on massive, or you can break through the floor in the middle of the balcony, break through the plaster that you have on the floor. Or shot somebody, you go lower the bucket and you go get it from there. Because the floor showed you only as a hole, you're making a partition. That's the part considered as if you're making the machitza. The floor itself acts as a machitza. Well, how far does this head to go from Khan bin Akavia? It's only if the hole in the floor is 4 tefachim wide. If you have 4 tefachim by 4 tefachim, then we could say that it acts as a mechitza to go be able to pull down the pail and get the water from the balcony below. But if it's not that size, then you would not be able to do that. Also, it's 4 wide. Most of that we say it's 4 wide. Then you could go ahead. You can make it if it's 4 wide. Fuck him, you can do that. Something more we should make it to go asara. That we said, look at that. The mechitza asara. Then we make it mechitza asara. That you'd be able to go ahead and make it mechitza asara. That's be able to do it. So the Gemara, Tanam learned in the Mishnah, learned the Brisa. I feel the mechitza goes. Even if the mechitza is not 10 to fuck him high, from the Bible, still you're able to go carry. Why couldn't a kavi after 4 by 4 arrows? You should be able to have the 10 to fuck him as well. Why don't you need to have 10 to fuck him? If you're having the 4 wide, it means you should have to have 10 tefachim. So why don't you need 10 tefachim to make it a separate, and then you're allowed to go carry the pail from one to the other? Gemara says the case we're talking about, Nasi Mashmeres Chad. Kavir is talking about a case where the balcony is made like a strainer, Mashmeres Chad. The floor of the balcony is not flat but sloped, and merely therefore you consider as if it's sloping downwards, then you consider as if it's a separate separation. Mamash makes it into a Mechitza Asara, because there you're going ahead, you really have 10 Tvachim. But it's not a straight flat floor, but rather it's sloped, Mashmeres Chad. It's a Tikros of Guzutra Sikla Elaxon. Like a slope proof that we have today, says the Kaneda. Mainly that we don't say Pitkoy over so same. And if you let it go, fill up, because it's considered you have a space of 10. It don't look like a super width blocking you. But rather, we're looking as if the Mechitza slope down, as if it's Mamash Asara, and that would be considered why it's a Kosher Mechitza, why he would allow you to go ahead and fill up from one to the other, from one balcony to the other balcony.